This is day one, track one of the Overnightscape Underground. 12 midnight, the start of the day. I am your host, Frank Edward Nora. Welcome, everyone, to the very beginning of this great new project called the Overnightscape Underground. Nice, yes. Here we are. Ah, this has been a long time coming. I've been working on this project for such a long time, but finally we're here. The project has started. It's the Overnightscape Underground. Yes, this is what I have been calling the secret project. Now, let me set this all up for you. I don't know where you're, how you're listening to this, where you're coming from, but let me go back to the beginning. My name is Frank Edward Nora. I live here in New Jersey. I'm 40 years old. I just turned 40, and I've been doing these internet radio shows for a long time, and the main show I've been doing is called The Overnightscape. And I started that show back in March of 2003. And right now, as I'm recording this, it's November 11th, 2007, and I just released episode number 661 of The Overnightscape. So you can see The Overnightscape has been going for a long time. The Overnightscape has over, well over 500 hours of material right now. That's over 21 days or 3 weeks worth of audio, and all of it's available online. And The Overnightscape is a show sort of about everything. It's about my life. It's about all the various indulgences of life, the mysteries of the universe. I'll always do a lot of reviews on the show. Like right now, I'm drinking some whiskey that I reviewed recently on a show called Buffalo Trace. Mmm. And, of course, cover all sorts of topics. I do a daily commute. I commute into New York City from northern New Jersey here. And, of course, all of the interesting stuff that happens on the commute, all of the joys and annoyances of all that stuff. So that's The Overnightscape, and as I said, the Overnightscape has been around for a long time. And in The Overnightscape, it's a show, it has a sizable audience. I mean, it's somewhere around 1,000, 1,500 people are listening to the show. And doing the show, I always have this, there's always a tension between how deep can I go on the show? What kind of material can I put on the show? Because I am a huge fan of the audio medium, and I always have been. I've been a huge fan of old-time radio, radio in general. I grew up listening to Howard Stern and old tapes of old-time radio like W.C. Fields and Abbott and Costello, that kind of stuff, and listening to things like Laurie Anderson's United States, I got his cassettes when I was younger, and that sort of opened my eyes to a lot of the things that are possible in the audio medium. So there are a lot of things that I'm interested in, even sort of beyond what I could put on The Overnightscape. So that is the reason for The Overnightscape Underground. This is going to be a sort of a supplement, if you want to say, or it really is the underground of The Overnightscape. If you imagine The Overnightscape, let's look up there. There's The Overnightscape above us. The shows are coming out one after another, and we're underneath here. We're in The Overnightscape Underground. Now, The Overnightscape, as a show, follows a traditional format. It has episodes. Now, over the years, my episode length has varied, but usually it's been, you know, for a long time, they were half-hour episodes. Now I'm doing 24-minute episodes. I've done hour-long episodes, and I did unlimited episodes, some of which were like 2-3 hours long each. But each one is sort of like, it's a show. So the latest one, this is The Overnightscape number 661. It has a beginning and an end, and it's one show. But I've been thinking about it, and I think that is great, and that is sort of the traditional way of doing it. But I have been thinking about this new idea. You can do things sort of without having the show kind of concept. That is an idea which is sort of tied to the world of traditional media. For example, radio shows used to be live on the radio, right? And they had to have episodes because they had to have a beginning and an end. And then another show came on, right? And that's how everything has been. There's beginnings and ends to these things. But online now, especially in recent years, we've gotten to a point where digital media now can allow us to store and transmit literally almost unlimited amounts of audio. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of hours of audio easily. And so this idea of episodes is something that is quite, you know, people are used to, but you don't necessarily have to do it. So when I started thinking about what do I want to do with all of this, I have all this stuff I've been recording. I've been doing a lot of audio field trips, and I recorded a lot of stuff that didn't seem quite right for the show. Because it was sort of too, what I like to say, it was too deep. It was too sort of, you might say, you have to be in a certain state of mind to listen to some of this stuff. Some of it's like long, ambient stuff, maybe the sounds of just walking down the street for like half an hour without any talking, something like that, which I think is something that has value and is something that is very interesting. But I wouldn't want to put it on the show because, you know, someone's used to hearing a certain kind of show. So I was thinking, and, you know, in the past, what I've been doing, I started off, I had a thing called the Overnightscape Audio Archive, where I put some of this alternate kind of audio. Eventually, it became something called Station Unlimited. And Station Unlimited is something, it's at stationunlimited.com, which basically addressed the same issues as this Overnightscape Underground is addressing. Station Unlimited basically said, there are no more limitations. So I started putting lots of audio projects in there. That different interesting things, long audio field trips and things of that nature. And it was only over the course of time that I realized that it was very hard to organize something like that. It was very hard to sort of, like, I even got confused looking at the website. I can just imagine what someone coming from the outside. Let me go to this website now. let's go to the Station Unlimited, because Station Unlimited is going to be completely superseded by the Overnightscape Underground. Can't believe I'm finally doing this. Oh my god, you don't understand. It's been months. I've been working on this for months up to this point to try to get here. Because there's a lot of little details that are very I still haven't hammered out all the details. That's why I want to get it going. Here we go. So Station Unlimited, and I call it the Overnightscape Station Unlimited, just has a bunch of stuff in there. It has a lot of some of my old audio features, the Bublin A. Richardsons, which actually I did feature on the Overnightscape. Now, this is an interesting thing. I tried to do something like this on the Overnightscape. I did something called Weekend Showcase. This was back in 2005. And on the weekends, I changed the tone of the show, and I started presenting this alternate material, and it did not go over very well with the listeners. I think people felt, and I agreed, that the tonal differences were a little bit jarring. If people were used to hearing the same kind of show day after day, it was something that was difficult to sort of make that shift and listen to it. I have some of my old Bluff Cosm stuff. In fact, I started the Overnightscape in 2003, but I actually started my internet radio stuff back in 2000. In March of 2000, I had an internet radio show called BluffCosm.com, and I produced a lot of material for that. And that was sort of had the same vein. It was the idea that it could be any kind of material as long as it was engaging and entertaining. Anything goes. In the Overnightscape, in BluffCosm.com. The Overnightscape began as part of BluffCosm.com. Then it became its own thing. So I have a lot of that stuff. I have Frank's California Podcast Expo Adventure, just hours and hours and hours of the raw audio from my trip out to California, the first Podcast Expo in 2005, and a bunch of stuff. But as I was looking at this site, right, this site, which I started, I started it a while ago. It satisfied the basic idea of me producing a wider range of audio material. But like I said, I felt like this site was just sort of dead in the water. It had no life, right? And to me, it was just stuff that was there that was sort of impenetrable, hard to understand, hard to navigate at some level, even though, you know, you can go somewhere and, you know, you could click on anything and start listening to it because it's a WordPress with PodPress plugin. But something about it just wasn't working for me. And I was looking for something that could breathe more life into this type of thing, right? I have produced in the past and continue to want to produce a wider range of material than I can really justifiably do on the Overnightscape, the actual show. So my thought was, and I finally arrived here, why not do this separate project sort of underneath? Like, we're underneath and we're looking up. There's the Overnightscape going along as normal. The Overnightscape continues as normal. It will continue as normal. Underneath here, there are no episodes. There don't need to be episodes. It's one continual piece of audio, and we've just started it, right? We've just started this piece of audio, and it's going to continue. And there is no set ending point. And so you might think this is something that's going to go on and on and on. Yes, it is going to go on, and not with episodes. But I was thinking, you know, something like this that continues on, it could be a little hard to navigate. So that's why I came up with the idea of organizing it by days. Very naturally, this is an audio, a piece of audio, essentially, that it goes on and on and on. So the way I'm going to organize this is by the day. So right now, we're at the beginning of day one of the Overnightscape Underground. And and once we reach 24 hours, once this day is done, I will sort of make a hard break. I'll make sure that there's an audio piece that ends at the very end of day one. And then we'll start day two of the Overnightscape Underground. And my idea is, and what I'm planning on doing, is releasing this show every 24 hours. So I'm going to produce 24 hours worth of the Overnightscape Underground and then release it. And so you might say, yes, that's like an episode. Each episode is 24 hours. And that's basically, you know, I've described this idea to a couple people. And it's one of those things, you know, you need to come up with sort of a gimmick or some sort of an idea, to a little hook to get people to understand it. So with the Overnightscape Underground, the hook is, it's a, you might say, an internet radio. I'm sort of shying away from the word podcast. The word podcast is sort of on the outs. No one is really likes this word anymore. But you could say it's a podcast where each episode is 24 hours long. And people notice that. People are like, wow, 24 hours. And I was actually telling someone at one of my recent podcast meetups about it. And I told him, yeah, I'm working on this new thing. It's going to be a show where each episode is 24 hours long. And so he sort of like gave me this look, and I'm like what it is like you actually, you know, it can be a 24 hour audio file, but you can actually, it's almost like you can go through and explore it. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to listen to it in sequence. You can sort of go through it and explore it. It's like an audio world to explore. And this guy was like, oh, you know what? You know, when you first told me about this idea, I felt that I was like, what? Who is going to listen to a 24 hour show? But then when you mentioned that, it's sort of like an audio world to explore. You can explore it at your own pace, go to different parts of it, and discover and explore different pieces of it. He said that is actually very cool. So that's where I'm going with this whole thing. The Overnightscape Underground is, you could say it's a podcast or an internet radio show where each episode is 24 hours long, but in reality, it is just an ongoing thing. There's none of the, no more of the structure of episodes here. Of course, the regular Overnightscape above us, on the surface, we'll continue with the episodes. And so you may be wondering, how is this going to work? How can we have 24 hours of audio? Well, here's how it's going to work. Okay, first of all, this show is going to be basically mastered or released at a high audio rate, at least for talk stuff. It's 128 kbits per second, 44.1 kilohertz of audio. This is sort of what the, you know, this is probably a little low for music in terms of the bitrate, but for talk and the kind of stuff I do, it's very good. And in fact, it's twice as good as what I've been releasing the Overnightscape in. So it's a hi-fi audio. And the way I'm going to release these 24-hour shows is in a couple of ways. The main way I'm going to release the shows is sort of like an album. You're going to be downloading multiple tracks. So right now what I'm recording is track one of day one, right? Once I go to the next thing I'm going to play, right, that'll be the end of this track. So it almost will be like if you download an album, right, you have maybe 12 or 13 songs, and you load that album into your iPod, and it comes up as the album, and then there's the 13 songs. In this case, the album is going to be called, you know, day one. The artist will be the Overnightscape Underground. The album will be day one. And then there'll be a bunch of tracks. Each track will represent one segment of the show. And I'm not sure how many there will be in this show, for example, but I have a lot of amazing stuff lined up. I've been working very hard on all the contents of the show. And I'll be talking about that in a little while, the kind of stuff that's going to be on the Overnightscape Underground. But so that is going to be the main thing. Now, how do you get that? Again, I haven't done this yet, but my goal is to create a single zip file, which you can download, which will contain the entire day, right? It'll be in a folder, and you can it will contain X number of tracks that you can then load into your iPod. You could load them all in, or you can just load some in. And again, it's just like dealing with a music album, except it's a bit longer. It's going to be 24 hours long, you know, as I'm releasing them in these day increments. And then what you can do is, and the size of it is about the total size of all the tracks would be around 1.2 gigabytes. Now, in the past, that may have been huge, but now I think that that's much more manageable for a lot of people, something that you could probably download in, I don't know, on a broadband connection. It probably wouldn't take too long. And of course, I do want to do BitTorrent on this as well. Of course, BitTorrent is legal to transfer legal files. And of course, this everything in the OvernightScape Underground is certainly legal to for you to download. So we're going to have something like that. Now, as well, as I mentioned, we are also going to be having the show as one file. Now, this is very interesting. I actually created a test version, a file at this high, you know, sort of high audio rate that is exactly 24 hours long. I put it on my iPod. I have a fifth generation video iPod, not even the newest iPod. And it worked great. You can easily navigate within it to anywhere you want and listen to stuff. And it may seem a little strange, but I actually, the test file that I made was a 24 hours of the OvernightScape, just sort of all put together in one file, combined together. And it was really cool to actually just wander around the file and be listening to things. It was very interesting. It was something I enjoyed a lot. And, so I think these are going to be the two ways that it's released. And one of the major advantages of the first way, which is with tracks, is that you can easily now fast forward past something. If there's an audio piece that I put on here that you don't like for any reason, or you'd like to go back to it later, you just skip to the next track. It's very simple. Now, I know that there's enhanced AAC format that Apple has, but I'm not going to go for the AAC stuff, you know, with chapters. I think this is easier. And so if you want to have that ability to easily go from track to track, you can download the track version. And if you would like to try out the all-in-one file, which is like 1.2 or 1.23 gigabytes, something like that, throw it on your iPod, you can do that as well. Now, I understand for some of you, the size like that would be a bit unmanageable. So I also am planning on creating a lower bitrate version of the 24-hour file. In this case, it would be, I'm thinking about a 32 bitrate mono file, which would be a couple hundred megabytes, but certainly much more, let's say, manageable than the larger file. So this may sound a little bit crazy, but I'm hoping that this all makes sense. And I really am glad you're all along for the ride, and this is going to be an amazing thing. I have so much stuff planned, so many files ready to go, and I've been recording a lot of stuff specifically for the OvernightScape Underground recently. So let me take a quick break here, and I will be back with more stuff still here on Track 1, Day 1. Yes. Here we are. It is on day one of the OvernightScape Underground. It is about 12:18 a.m. right now. Of course, this is the virtual time. We're 18 minutes into the OvernightScape Underground. It's very exciting. I realized as I was when I was talking before about how I'm going to be releasing the shows, you who are listening to this had to get this in some way. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm assuming I'm going to also make it possible for people to listen to these segments, these tracks online as well. But hopefully, you've seen a little bit of my plan for how I'm going to be doing things. So anyway, it is so exciting that I'm getting into this, getting started with this whole project. I've been sort of dreading doing this first part, right? I've been sort of dreading beginning this thing, because I realize once it gets going, it'll be a little easier for me to do it. Anyway, I just wanted to give you an idea of the kind of content that I'm looking at putting into the OvernightScape Underground. First of all, there's going to be these segments like this, where I'm just talking to you, and this basically is a place for me to talk to you where there really are no restrictions. No restrictions in terms of time. There's no episodes. There's no end of the show. It could just keep going. I could sit here and, if I felt like, I could be talking to you for another 10 hours right now. You know what I mean? I could do that. In this format, I could do that. And it's very exciting. It's a very different thing. And this would be completely impossible without the technology of today. In fact, a couple of years ago, the OvernightScape Underground would have been completely impractical. So this is something definitely taking advantage of the technology of today. So I just want to go over some of this stuff. Now, first of all, we have, of course, the other part of this project, which is the regular OvernightScape. It's just called the OvernightScape. And, you know, I went back and forth in my mind You know, should I include the Overnightscape on the Overnightscape Underground? But that sort of doesn't make any sense, right? This is sort of underneath the Overnightscape. But I do have the more hi-fi archives of the Overnightscape, which I am going to be putting together and releasing. And I'm thinking that I'm going to be trying to get this stuff on the Overnight, on the Internet Archive, archive.org, so that it's preserved in you know, in multiple ways. And if it's on there, it should be preserved for a long time. So basically, if you have the Overnightscape Archive plus the Overnightscape Underground, that's going to be like containing, to me, that's going to contain all of the Overnightscape stuff. So that's my goal. The Overnightscape Underground, I am going to start using Creative Commons licenses for the tracks. And just to really tell you what I'm going to be using, I'm going to be using the default value for the Creative Commons license is going to be the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 license. Now, this may sound very convoluted or whatever you want to say. And, you know, if you're just downloading these shows to listen to for your own personal use, that's fine. You don't even have to worry about this stuff. But basically, this is basically me telling you how, because I own the copyright to this work that I'm doing right now, and I want to tell you how you can use it. And I'll read you from the Creative Commons this basic license. Now, this is the license, the default license for the Overnightscape Underground. Some tracks will have different licenses. For example, I'll be taking stuff from public domain sources. Those tracks, of course, will remain public domain on a case-by-case basis. So under this license, this is the general license, you are free to copy, distribute, and transmit the work. So basically, you can download this file, you can listen to it, you can make copies of it, you can give it to your friends, you can actually, you know, if you want to make it available for other people online, you can do that as well. As long as, and here are the restrictions, attribution, you must attribute the work in the manner specified by the author or licensor, but not in any way that suggests that they endorse you or your use of the work. So basically, this means that if you're going to make copies of this work and somehow give it out, you must credit me, Frank Edward Nora, and the Overnightscape, and put a link to theovernightscape.com. Or in this case, I didn't even say this yet, the Overnightscape Underground will have its own, it'll be part of the Overnightscape website, but it has onsug.com will be its will be the web address, onsug.com, onsug.com, Overnightscape Underground, onsug.com is the web address for the Overnightscape Underground. So that's just so you know that. So yeah, you have to basically, and this makes sense, this makes total sense, you have to basically don't like pretend you created this work or that you own it or anything like that. This is just something that I'm making available for people to download. I'm not trying to put restrictions on it. As you know, I hate all of the terrible restrictions that are put on the creative works of the past. I think it's terrible. So I'm absolutely not going to do that. And in addition, the basic license basically is for non-commercial use. You may not use this work for commercial purposes. So you can make copies for yourself. If you make a copy for a friend, or if you put it on a non-commercial website to give to people, that's fine. But remember, it must be non-commercial. You cannot make money directly or indirectly from distributing these files. And no derivative works. You may not alter, transform, or build upon this work. So basically that means that without further permission, you can't just, like, for example, you can't just take my voice, what I'm saying now, and, you know, put it in a song or something, you know. Without, I mean, I'm sure if you asked me for permission, I would say yes. You know, you just email me, frank@theovernightscape.com, if you want permission to do something like that. But the basic license does not allow that without further permission. And here's what it says on the bottom here. For any reuse or distribution, you must make clear to others the license terms of this work. The best way to do this is with a link to this webpage. Any of the above conditions can be waived if you get permission from the copyright holder, as I was just saying. Nothing in this license impairs or restricts the author's moral rights. I don't know what that means. Morality? I don't know. But anyway, I just want to let you know that, right? So that those are the basic, you know, like this particular track, track one, day one, will be under that license. And like I said, normally you don't even have to worry about that. You don't even have to worry about that. Don't only worry about that stuff if you're like, if you want to like put these files up on a site where you're going to make money, you know, something like that. Or you want to like take pieces of what I'm saying and put them in like songs, only that we have to worry about this stuff. Normally you don't have to worry about the Creative Commons licenses at all. The average podcast listener, internet radio listener, you don't have to worry about this stuff. And I, you know, hopefully I won't have to like keep harping on it too much. It's just, it's annoying, but it's also necessary because it does, it helps sort of establish this thing. We live in a world where the copyright laws are out of control, and something like this really helps move us into a new direction and into a new age of copyright where the creators of works are not locking them away in vaults and threatening to sue people just for listening to stuff. You know, I think that's wrong. So, and again, as I said, I'm looking to the future. Whoa, hold on a second. Ooh, hold on. Yes, even on the Overnight Escape Underground, the phone call issue still happens. Yes, yes. Anyway, looking to the future, I really like the idea that people could be listening to these shows into the far future. And I think that hopefully these files are preserved. And something like the archive.org, the Internet Archive, I think is something that, you know, for example, if people go in spaceships and go colonize other planets, I would hope they would bring a copy of the Internet Archive with them. And who knows? You know, I haven't put it in yet, but I'm hoping to put this stuff in there because it's all appropriate for the Internet Archive. And again, this is the Overnight Escape Underground, and there will be a separate archive for all of the Overnight Escape episodes. And that sort of would be, and who knows if there's going to be anything else, but that to me, right now, that's what I'm looking at as the totality of the Overnight Escape world. So if you're there in the future, and you're wondering about this stuff, yeah, go check out the Overnight Escape as well. You know, kind of. I'm trying to think of all these different. I'm thinking about the future. I'm thinking about all this legal stuff. A lot of stuff going on here at the beginning of the Overnight Escape Underground. Anyway, what else do I want to say here? Yes, that, and that. Yes. Yeah, like I mentioned, this will replace the Station Unlimited. That will be essentially discontinued eventually. Basically, all of the stuff that's in Station Unlimited right now, it's a lot of stuff, is going to be brought in here, right, and played on the Overnight Escape Underground. And like I said, it's going to breathe life into it because it's not going to be these random tracks that are just sitting there. I will be talking about them before I play them, and then I'll play them, and they'll be part of this. They'll be existing at a certain time on a certain day of the Overnight Escape Underground. And so all of that stuff. So the Station Unlimited archive will 100% of that will be brought into here, and probably over the next couple days of this show, right? Believe me, I'm gonna have no trouble filling up the first day or any day. Believe me, I have so much stuff, so much great stuff that 24 hours may sound like a lot, but believe me, this first 24 hours I believe is gonna go by pretty quickly. Anyway. Also, BluffCosm.com. I talked about that. That's my original internet radio station that I had back in the year 2000. 2001 were the years that was pretty active. And I will be bringing in, I would say most of the stuff that's from there. There's a few things here and there that are sort of remixes or things like that. I'm not going to go crazy in terms of giving you every different remix of everything I ever did, you know. But I'm just saying most of the stuff that was in BluffCosm.com will eventually wind up here in the Overnight Escape Underground. And that's very cool. Also, music. Music, yes. I normally have not played music on the show too much, but it's a lot of interesting music stuff. In fact, I'm going to be playing you a song in a little while, which is very cool. I'm also going to try to get some of the Fuzzy Daupner songs. You may remember this if you've been listening to the Overnight Escape for a long time. I used to be involved in this band called Fuzzy Daupner with my wife Denise and her sister-in-law Carrie, who was the main singer and the guitar player in the band. And then, of course, Rob DiCaterino was the drummer and Fuzzy Daupner. And Phil Mould was the bass player. And I think it was a band. It got started where around 98, 99. It went through to 2001. And it was a very interesting clash of people coming from very different creative directions. But I think we did some great songs. I played most of them on the Overnight Escape, but I'm going to try to get them in here in a better form. And sort of, again, when I play a song here, it'll be a separate track. So you can actually go and just take that track and listen to that track by itself. That's what's very cool about this. So the Overnight Escape Underground is sort of, it's partially this ongoing, this never-ending episode. It is like a never-ending episode of the Overnight Escape. That's what's so cool about it. A never-ending episode of the Overnight Escape, but it's also like an archive. Each piece you can take individually out of the archive and listen to it. That's why I love the idea of an audio world to explore. So the Overnight Escape Underground is going to be this audio world that you can explore. You could listen to the whole thing from the beginning to the end, or you can pick and choose the tracks, put them together as much as you like to play on your own iPod or your own Zune or whatever you're listening to this on, right? And I'm assuming in the future, you don't have to carry something around; it'll be implanted in your ear or whatever. I don't know what it's going to be in the future. Or you just talk and you just hear it. I don't know. They'll beam it into your head with microwaves. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm just saying, you can mix and match this stuff however you like. You can explore, which is what I think is so great about this. Also, I have a vast archive of audio cassettes that I have never digitized, and I have a lot of amazing stuff on there from all different periods of my life. That stuff that I'm going to be getting to eventually, right? We have I have tons of audio on other weird formats like microcassettes, reel-to-reel, to recordios, stuff like that as well. This is the place I'm going to be playing that stuff. And my video archive. I have so many VHS tapes that I recorded, mostly, during my college years and a few years after college. There's a lot of great stuff on there, and we can take the audio out of there. And really, the Overnight Escape Underground is, it's an audio project. It's not video. If I'm going to be digitizing videos, I may do the video side of it, make that available in some way. But the Overnight Escape Underground is audio, purely audio. It's kind of funny because everyone these days, everyone is going to short online videos. That's like the current hot thing on the internet. And I'm moving the whole other direction. I'm making super long audio pieces, So I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm just going, basically, this project, the Overnight Escape Underground, this is my creative passion, my creative vision, if you want to say it. It really is impractical. It really is going against the grain of what's popular these days on the internet. But I really believe in it. I really believe in this project. And I don't think anyone else is doing something exactly like this, exactly like the Overnight Escape Underground. So I understand it may not be very a popular thing these days, but I really am passionate about it. So I hope you'll come along for the ride. What else do I have? Of course, I bring my recorders with my digital recorders. First the R1 and then the R09. And I've recorded so much stuff that I've never played on the show, and I'm going to go back and find interesting pieces in there, and that's a whole archive to go into. And of course, I have in all of my audio work, for example, in BluffCousin.com, I had so much stuff that was sort of in progress that I never completed, and I have backed up on hard drives and DVDs and CDs. I'm going to go to all that. That's another stuff. I'm just trying to give you an idea of the depth of material that I have sort of already out there that could be brought into the Overnight Escape Underground. And that begins to show you that, like, a 24-hour episode, again, is, I don't think it's necessarily going to be that hard to fill up. And that, but I love the idea. This is unlimited. And it's, and I don't, I don't, again, I don't even want to say it's a 24-hour episode. It's just an ongoing thing. But it's, you can sort of say it's a 24-hour. I don't know. Look, I didn't think all this stuff through, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on here. Also, of course, this is something I've touched on the Overnight Escape, something that I am really interested in. Online, there are lots of sources for free audio and video. For example, on archive.org, there's a massive amount of public domain audio, but especially videos. Public domain videos where the audio of those videos is very compelling. And I think I played something on the show years ago called This Is Coffee. I love this. This is something I've been really wanting to get into for years. Literally, I've been wanting to have a way to present this type of material for years. They're public domain videos online, and the audio of the video, just as an audio piece, becomes sort of a separate work. So definitely on this first 24 hours of the show, I'm going to be playing some of those. In fact, I have a movie, and I have an entire movie to play for you. Yes, later on, we're going to have movie time. This is going to be great. Beyond that, there's lots of open source audio online where people are allow the work to be reproduced, and I'm going to pick and choose things, audio pieces, music, movies, all sorts of stuff is out there, and I'm going to bring stuff in that I think that I think is great, because the Overnightscape, it has a certain, there's a world of the Overnightscape, and some of these things would really fit into the world of the Overnightscape. I'm not going to just like bring in like a zillion things, that I don't find interesting. That's only things that I really find interesting. Also, I've just over the past week, I've recorded a couple really long form pieces, sort of like long audio field trips that I did specifically for the Overnightscape Underground, because I was anticipating that this thing was going to be starting. And that is going to be coming up also in this first 24 hours, a couple of those. And finally, this is something, again, that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to be doing an audiobook version of Severe Repair, which is my science fiction novel. And I also have lots of other stuff that I've written that may become audiobooks, but I'm going to definitely do the Severe Repair audiobook here on the Overnight Escape Underground. I haven't done any of it yet, but that's one of my intentions. And as you can tell, I'm very excited about this. This is a project that I've literally now for months and months and months. And I don't know if I'm going to play them, but I have hours and hours and hours of recordings of me taking notes about how I'm... It's like, hey, time for more notes on the Overnight Escape Underground. How are we going to organize it? How are we going to do this and that? Believe me, I have been... It may not seem like this is that complicated an idea, but I have been struggling with this idea for such a long time. In any case, I am going to play for you now. And I think this is actually very appropriate for the beginning of this whole project. I'm going to play you a song, okay? And this is a song that I have nothing to do with. I did not create this song. There was a website which started, back in 2003 or 2004. I'll get all that information. Called myvirtualband.com, okay? This is a very cool website where different musicians could collaborate and create songs. Like one person could do the bass line, one person would do the drums, one person would write the lyrics, another person would do the vocals, right? And they would mix it all together because they were just transferring MP3 files to each other, mix it together to create these songs. And I got interested in this site. I did not participate in this site, but I got interested because every piece of audio on the site was released with the attribution Creative Commons license. Now, what this means is that there are no restrictions in terms of what you can do with these pieces of audio or music done on the attribution license other than giving the people credit, right? So it says here, you are free to share the work, to remix the work, but you must attribute, right? You must give attribution, you must give credit where credit is due to the people who made it, right? So there were about, I think it was 113 official feature songs on myvirtualband.com and innumerable songs in progress. And for some reason that I still do not understand, myvirtualband.com got purchased by a website called netmusicmakers.com. And they announced that they will be shutting down myvirtualband.com. They're going to be shutting it down. So this was back earlier this year. I think it was in like January of this year, January 2007. I said to myself, this is amazing music. They're going to shut it all down. I'm going to get it all. So I got everything off that website. When I say everything, I mean everything. I got every single audio track in their entire FTP archive. It was many gigabytes of audio, all of the featured songs, everything. I honestly don't know if there's anyone else out there that has all of this stuff. Every piece of audio was released under the attribution license. And there's a lot of great songs. In fact, I did a podcast project earlier this year called the Anything But Monday Show, did not work out. It was a project I did with my friend Mad Mike. It didn't work out, but we used a lot of these songs on there and gave the attribution to the songs as well. Just to give you an example, you know, I have used these before. I found it odd that they took it offline. I don't know why they had to take it offline, but I have everything from there under the attribution license. So I'm going to take them up on that license and play some of the songs here and sort of re-release them. Again, giving credit to those who worked on them. So I would like to play you a song called My Straw Hat. And this is the version is Mix 3. This is My Straw Hat Mix 3. My Straw Hat was one of the official releases. A different mix was the official release. This is Mix 3, which I found in the forums. It's under the attribution license. And I want to give you the... I'm going to tell you right now who worked on this song. I think in the future, I'm going to put all that information in the show notes or within the in the lyrics tab of the MP3 file themselves. I don't think it's necessary myself to state before I play every song every single person, but believe me, in the notes or in somewhere, all this information will be available. The song is called My Straw Hat, Mix 3. It's a project that was started by Microman, who's Mike Microman from North Carolina. The virtual band consists of Buzzing Strings, who is Rick Ellis from Louisville, Kentucky, on vocals and banjo. Mike Mikerman again on drums, guitar, and bass. And Hockenfinger, who's Marty Keel from Florida, on vocals. It was mixed by Mike Mikerman and posted by Mike Mikerman on July 18th, 2005. And The song is 3 minutes and 29 seconds long. I'm going to play it for you right now. So this is going to be the first thing I've ever... So that's going to be track two of the overnight of day one of the Overnight Escape Underground. And so it'll be as a separate track, right? So you can just listen. You could just listen to that song if you wanted to. So and remember, you know, this Creative Commons license, the attribution license applies no matter what. This audio file is going to be under that same license. I'm not sort of claiming any additional license to it. You know, of course, my tag's on there. Like, it'll say, you know, whatever track, you know, track two, day one of the Overnight Escape Underground. That sort of information is sort of meta information. That's not sort of included in the audio track. But the audio track itself is under the attribution license. So you, of course, are free to use that under the attribution license as well. Make sure to give credit to Mike Mikerman and all these people. So here we go. This is very exciting. Here on the Overnight Escape Underground, the first thing I'm playing, the song My Straw Hat Mix 3. Enjoy it.